This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful explosion rocked an upscale neighborhood of Afghanistan's capital Tuesday in an attack that apparently targeted the country's acting defense minister. At least 10 people were wounded, according to a health official. The minister's residential house, nearby buildings were destroyed in the attack, while damaged civilian vehicles remained in the area the morning after. The minister was not in the guest house, and his family had been successfully and safely evacuated. Gunfire outside the Pentagon in the U.S. this Tuesday led to multiple injuries and the massive military headquarters going on lockdown. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Attention all personnel. The Pentagon remains in lockdown due to ongoing activity.
The incident happened on a Metro bus platform just steps away from the Pentagon itself. An AP reporter heard multiple gunshots. Another heard an officer yell, "Shooter." Roughly 90 minutes later, the Pentagon's police force tweeted the incident scene was secure and the lockdown was, for the most part, lifted. Neither Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin nor Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley were here at the time. They were at the White House with President Biden. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal and its commercial shipping in the region, and has found itself in the crosshairs over it. Most recently, the U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off Oman that killed two people. The British military initially warned ships that an incident is currently underway off Fujairah. Hours later, they said the incident was a potential hijack. This is VOA News. China continues to upgrade prevention and control measures in multiple provinces and cities to contain the latest COVID-19 resurgence. China's National Health Commission confirmed 71 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases Tuesday. While the total was still in the hundreds, they are far more widespread than anything China has dealt with since the initial outbreak that devastated Wuhan in early 2020. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on resistant Republican governors to get out of the way of rules to contain the more transmissible and dangerous COVID-19 variant. In remarks Tuesday at the White House, he also backed city and private rules requiring people to be vaccinated to go about some daily activities. Meanwhile, the White House says the U.S. has donated and shipped more than 110 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to more than 60 countries, ranging from Afghanistan. Still, the 110 million doses given largely through a vaccine program known as COVAX represents a fraction of what is needed globally. Some major U.S. companies are telling workers they will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Tyson Foods will require all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, becoming one of the first major employers of frontline workers to do so as the virus flares again. Microsoft says it will require proof of vaccination for workers and visitors, similar to Google and Facebook. Other companies like Amazon and Walmart have declined to mandate vaccines for their frontline employees. Meanwhile, unionized workers at three auto companies, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, are being told that they will have to wear masks again, regardless of vaccination status. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration has encouraged lawmakers to finally repeal an authorization for military action in Iraq, crafted when Saddam Hussein was still alive. Rejecting Republican arguments, it would further signal to Iran that the U.S. is retreating from the Middle East. Debate in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on ending Congress's 2002 resolution for military force against Iraq comes as part of a larger discussion by some lawmakers on axing or replacing decades-old congressional authorizations for military force. Tuesday's debate is also part of a growing tug of war between the Biden administration and lawmakers who say Joe Biden is the only latest U.S. president to flout congressional authority and military strikes and deployments in Somalia, Syria, Iraq, and other hotspots. There is more at VOAnews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.